Officials have had no luck tracking down antique wooden benches missing from Union Station in Springfield, Massachusetts. So now vocational school students may be enlisted to construct replicas to be included in the massive renovation of the historic transportation building. With the expected opening of Union Station after an $88.5 million restoration just 6 months away, Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said he's contacted Putnam Vocational Technical Academy to see if students at the Springfield High School can build benches in the same style as the ones that are believed to have been stolen.
And we're hoping that we will be able to make an arrangement with Putnam Vocational to recreate a couple benches for us that we'll use in the terminal.
Kennedy said what he hopes the students can build would not be exact duplicates of the simple wooden benches that serve passengers from the day Union Station opened in 1926. He said the new benches should have modern amenities such as power ports for mobile devices.
We'd also like to see some of the ergonomics of the 21st century built into the benches.
It was revealed earlier this year that as many as 40 benches, each 18 feet long and weighing about 1,000 pounds, were missing from the Union Station work site and are believed to have been stolen. How the suspected theft occurred is a mystery. The building was sealed up from the time the Springfield Redevelopment Authority acquired it in 1989 until the renovation project started in 2012. SRA officials have checked antique stores, junk dealers, and online auction sites. They've followed up various tips in a so far unsuccessful effort to locate the missing benches. Many other antiques that were found in the derelict station are being restored. These include the large clock in the passenger waiting room, a chalkboard that displayed the railroad timetables, several baggage carts, and two barber chairs from the station's barber shop. Joe Carvalho, the retired president of the Springfield Museums and an historical consultant on the Union Station project, said the restored artifacts will be used along with photograph murals to highlight the history of transportation in Springfield.
It's going to help transport people, at least figuratively, in their mind about what that era was like. And we can tell stories through those objects. That's what museums do and what historians do.
Congressman Richard Neal, who's championed the restoration of Union Station from the time he was mayor in the late 1980s, said a goal of the project was to evoke the mid-20th century heyday of train travel and transform a downtown landmark for modern civic uses.
We don't want this just to be a museum. We want people to utilize it for a variety of initiatives and activities.
The restored Union Station is expected to open to the public in January 2017, but officials say there will be a six-month delay in building a new high-level train boarding platform. The original design of the platform had to be scrapped because it did not comply with federal regulations for disability access. Officials project 4 million passengers will use the new Union Station during its first year in operation. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.